Hi there. My name is Lainey Smith, and I'm from Newfoundland, Canada. And I'm 51 years old.
Hi, I'm Krista Golding, also from Newfoundland, Canada, and I'm only 44 years old.
Only.
Yeah.
I know.
Little whippersnapper.
Well, here we are. I'm Ann Sterling, and I'm on my continual quest about this topic that's fascinating me, why get married. And so I'm in Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland, actually in a little cove in foggy Newfoundland today, but very sunny St. John. And I'm with two young ladies, Lainey and Krista, and they're agreed to me after a couple drinks. No, I'm just kidding. To talk to me about this subject that I'm fascinated by. And I guess I'm just going around, and anyone who will talk to me and have maybe thought at all about marriage or not marrying or whatever, I'm just interested in that topic. And I was probably had more angst after my divorce, but I'm not as angst-ridden about it, but I'm still so curious, especially women in their 40s or 50s that have not married. And both of you are in that range of early 40s, early 50s. You've not married, and you're moms. So if I could talk to maybe Lainey, I've known Lainey for over 20 years, 25 years. Just when you were growing up, what were some of the messages you got in your family about what life would be for you as an adult? You know, what would marriage mean? Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, Annie, when I was growing up, women were more or less a servant to the guys. Even as a young girl, you know, myself...
Now you grew up in...
I grew up Irish Catholic. I had six brothers and three other sisters. And we used to have to look after our brothers. We used to have to tend on them. And we used to have to do a lot of the housework. And it was a very traditional Irish Catholic way of looking at the male and female, I guess. And so I remember at 11 looking around at relationships that people had, and I thought, boy, I'm never going to get married. Mm. And funny enough, I never got married. I don't think it was a quest or anything or a decision that I made at 11 that carried me through. It's just the way things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
where are you in the birth order?
I'm the
family?
Second youngest
okay.
in my family. So I had my older brothers with their spouses. And I used to think, boy, you know, if I get married, I'll end up like those guys who seem to be always doing everything, serving their men. And it just never sat well with me.
And you never saw another model of another relationship?
I didn't, no, until I was probably a little older. And funny enough, I used to fall into the role of always looking after the guys, like always doing everything for my boyfriends. And I think after a while I resented it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that...
But you're a good caretaker.
I'm a wonderful caretaker.
I know.
But, you know, I always thought that I'd love to have a guy who would care for me as much as I would care for him. And, you know, through as time went on, I decided that I was just going to just be free and look after my own soul, which is what I've done, and being independent. And at age 29, there was no knight in shining armor, so I thought I'd be a mom. And I had a son who's now 23. And it's been tough. We had some real hard times you know, due to, I guess, the stigma that was attached and still is to single parents.
Mm.
And I didn't quite get it in the beginning because I was actually offended by how people treated me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I decided not to get married and have a child. And during that time, I met some real nice, real nice men who wanted to marry me. One, when my son was four. And I was really considering it at the time. And then one day he gave me the rules. And I thought, boy, I didn't hold out all this time to be given the rules. Well, he was telling me what I couldn't do and what I could do. So after that
Was that different than what you'd experienced dating him?
Absolutely. I was never courted so much in my life at that time. So I was quite surprised and taken aback by it. And I decided right after that conversation that this was a close escape for me.
Mm.
And so
getting married to you feels like a loss of freedom.
That's for sure. That was one big one. It was all of a sudden, it was a loss of identity. And even within my own family, watching my sisters when they got married, it seemed like they lost a part of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And are you the only one in your family of siblings who chose to?
I have a brother who's not married. He's 59.
Okay.
And that was his choice too.
Uh-huh. Do you think your stories are similar?
No, I think he has different reasons.
Okay.
Being a male,
okay,
and of course being a female, there's quite a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say I never looked back, and I realized during this journey of mine of 51 years that for me this time around it's an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know if you'd quite understand that, but I really like my independence, and I just like to be able to just come and go and not answer to anyone. And there was a second guy that I met when my son was 11, and I know that he really cared for me as I did him. However, it seemed like having when my son and him would get together, it was like having two 11-year-olds. They used to fight over me and my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that really turned me off as well.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, well, I'm better off just doing what I do and not getting, just having dates or whatever, but not moving in with anyone or not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's worked out pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're not adverse to commitment because you're obviously committed to your son. You're not adverse to being in like loving relationships. It's just that marriage somehow for you changes a relationship?
Well, to me it's like probably losing a little bit of your soul, maybe, your identity or something. I think maybe that's probably the big identity thing was for me. And it's like, because I realize that each individual has their own path to live in this life. And, I think we could easily, as women, fall into a trap. I see it as a trap of living for somebody else instead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So on that premise alone, I just choose to remain, I can't say by myself, but, I'm certainly open and am in a loving relationship now, but I just choose to keep my own address. And even in high school, I was telling the girls, like, it's okay to have guys and to be in love, but keep your own address. Mm-hmm. And I've had, I don't know how many friends come up to me and say, gee, I wish I had listened to you,
Yeah.
Keep your own address. What fine advice.
That's one of the themes that keeps coming up is women in their homes, how important it is to have your own home and, be in charge of it and own it, and all the things that you can do to it and not have to ask another person and how much it means to them. So that sort of is part of a quest I'm doing, too, on women and their abodes as opposed to their bows. Ah! well, Krista, so let me, it's sort of that same thing. What was the message you got as a young girl growing up around the idea of getting married or what your future would be as an adult? Was marriage part of it or what models did you see?
Yeah, pretty much the marriage and the family and the home and, I just assumed that that's the way that it would be.
Mm-hmm. And how many kids in your family growing up?
Four daughters.
Oh.
And
where are you?
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
And of course, so I probably got more of my mother's attention.
Uh-huh.
With, she was a very wise person, I believe, but opinionated at the same time. So it was kind of like being taught, there's a certain kind of man that would be right for me.
Uh-huh.
Which never really ever worked out. So I always had lots of boyfriends and lots of dates and but nothing ever very serious.
So why do you think you didn't go to the altar or what?
Well, I think probably when I was 22, I dated a person that was much older than me, And
how much older?
He was 39
okay.
at the time and had two children. So, of course, the natural course, and I had left home early and traveled around, did my own thing, and, you know, started out west, Western Canada, and worked my way back. So, of course, I worked my way back by the time that I was 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been on the move quite a bit before then. And I had that experience of living that lifestyle.
More independent. Oh.
And he traveled quite a bit and, you know, had the nannies and the whole works. And, of course, that didn't really suit me. And so, of course, I decided to take it all over myself at 22. And had
take over being the nanny, looking after the kids?
Looking after okay. the children and, you know, phoning my mother every day when I tried to cook something or whatever. And it just didn't really suit.
So you got
so
a first-hand experience.
First
I see.
Real experience with that type of relationship, mm-hmm. actually living in the same home. And,
right.
And it didn't work out.
Okay.
And then of course, like you know, with those children, then all of a sudden to be away from them, like it was kind of scary, you know, to be in a relationship and then to be out of one
uh-huh.
where there was children
yeah.
involved.
More commitment.
And that weren't mine.
Right. But now you're a mom, so obviously you
yes.
had to make some decisions around.
And the marriage
around.
Was planned before. Like, that was a relationship that was long-term.
Okay.
And with the marriage planned.
Okay.
And postponed, canceled, well, end up being canceled. We say it's canceled now, since it's 20 years later.
Right, yeah.
But, and then, of course, like, the child came after the wedding had been canceled.
Oh, okay.
And neither one of us, you know, would...
So what do you think that's about? There's someone you love enough to, you know, continue a relationship with.
Yes.
You plan a wedding. So you're as close as you're going to get, it sounds like, at that time.
Yeah.
So how would you
really
explain? Is
really,
there a...
Like really afraid of it and not really...
Both of you?
And wanting to be... Me more wanting to be single and on my own
mm-hmm.
for a portion of the relationship. And then...
And is this all happening in Newfoundland?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And with the exception of, you know, a lot of travel. But,
sure. So would you call Newfoundland more conservative environment? You know, an environment that really supports, you know, traditional families and marriages and women doing those kinds of things?
Oh, yes. Well, certainly within, you know, our age group. But then, of course, there's... And Newfoundland is kind of like a little bit of a paradox because you have the opposite as well. Like, you can basically find everything here.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the group of people that, you know, are
sure.
not judgmental
sure.
or don't have those
okay.
ideals, you know, so.
Okay, well, in the spirit of time, knowing what we're trying to get at is that, so here you are both in an environment that's highly traditional. Everyone's expecting, you know, including your families, that you're going to get married. You not only choose not to marry, but you both choose to have children, you know, and be good moms. So how does, that's real pioneering in my mind. You know, that you're going against the grain, people aren't expecting it, there's not a lot of mechanisms for support, you're saying there's some stigma. So why not, getting married would have been much easier. Life would have, you know, you took on certain challenges that could have, many people say, well, God, it's just easier to be married. I've heard people say, it's just easier to tell people I've been divorced than I never married. You know, so tell me a little bit about why you choose to not be married and be moms and be living, and you've stayed here. Most people would go away, it might be simpler. So, so quickly then.
Okay, I think that what actually happened was I had the child, and felt pretty much alone while I was doing it, even though the father was there and very supportive and, you know, throughout the entire thing. I still felt very much alone while
yeah.
I was doing it, like it was my gig.
Yeah.
And then I didn't need to get married then.
Because the hardest
part was
done. Because
I already had what
done.
I wanted.
Yeah.
I had the baby girl.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, like, you know, why would I disrupt that with anything else, and the relationship lasted for such a short time after the child was born
huh.
that, and then of course, not a succession, but, you know, being focused on that and being in contact with men from time to time that it just didn't suit or
mm-hmm.
jive, and
Your priority was your child, and anything else was a distraction almost.
That's right. Like, you know, it was difficult for me to even go back to work after being with her for a couple of years, you know? Like, I found that to be, you know, and worked my way into it, and everything worked out great. But most importantly, teaching her about the love, even though she wasn't surrounded by it, you know, from a relationship point of view with her mother.
Then, Lainey, I just want, do you have a response to that based on sort of, you know, choosing, you know, a pioneering role of not doing the popular thing when marriage
Well, it
went.
Certainly wasn't very popular. I know I wasn't very popular in my family. And, you know, I found that really tough, the lack of support. However, you know, it was my decision. You know, my mother's, her support. Comforting support was that you made your bed, now you lie in it.
Uh-huh.
So that was the most support. But I mean, I must say, you know, my mom's a great mom. She's 93 now, and she's always loved me, but I know I was always that thorn in her side for doing that. And in terms of the rest of my family, I never found them supportive.
Uh-huh.
And were there, you know, especially there was always like a moralistic thing, which I found kind of funny because none of them are very traditional anyway. You know, in the big picture.
Mm.
But also, too, I just found peers. I found it difficult in the school system. There was really some quite challenges, but, you know, I did survive, and I was certainly blessed with strength and courage. And I guess, you know, on some level, I was a pioneer.
Yeah.
But I did find that it was hurtful from I used to hang around with a whole bunch of teachers. And some of them wouldn't talk to me after they found out I was pregnant.
Mm.
And then I'd see them in the restaurant with my little boy at 2 years old, and they'd pretend they didn't know me.
Mm.
So that was very hurtful as well.
Sure.
And to this day, I don't know why that, you know, they would be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think that, you know, you have all these open-minded people, you'd realize, I've realized that it wasn't always that like that.
Sure.
And, but I never look back. And
no regrets?
No regrets.
Okay.
No regrets. And, you know, when some young women come to me and say, like, you do it, I like to do it. And I'd say, well, think about it. Because it is a hard road. It's the road less traveled and certainly challenging.
Being a single mom.
Being a single mom and raising, you know, Krista has a little girl. I have a little boy who's now 23.
Right.
Which just announced that dinner's ready.
Yeah.
So he's a good cook.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it was challenging for him as well.
Quick question, or see if it matters. In the States, United States, anyone listening to this would say, but how could you afford to do it? Because a single mom in America would have to pay for child care, health care. Medical coverage, you know, none of that would be covered. Whereas if you've got someone else, sometimes you can, you know, get, you know, marital status gives you access to those kinds of care. That's not true in Canada. If you'd had to pay those things, do you imagine it would have made a difference, or you would have just found a way, or what?
I think it'd find a way.
Okay.
I found a way for everything.
Okay.
You know, and
so that's not an issue.
And I had financial support. Or Chrissia, and my daughter had financial support from her father as well. So, she got older, he started playing a more active role. But I did find that I was paying for an awful lot on my own.
Right.
And you know, as Lainey knows, it is a struggle when
it's
you
a
turn
struggle.
Around. And it's something else that, you know, other things can come up and surprise you as well, you know, when you have the other... the other person to consider.
My last question then for you would be if anyone listening in the audience here and they're of any age, you know, a young person, 15, 16, or, you know, anyone that you can think of, what would you want, what would you say to them listening about answering that question? How would you answer, why get married? Lainey?
Why get married? Well, if you want to get married, get married. If you don't want to get married, don't get married. Just, you know, just really think about it and get married for the right reasons, maybe, whatever that may be, I don't know, because everybody is different and everybody has a different path. For me, it was not get married.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Krista, what would you say?
I think that I would say most definitely learn how to be married first before you do it, and learn how to communicate And like actually, because we jump into these things all the time that we don't know how to do and we've never been taught. Like having babies, for instance. Like I didn't have it. Oh my goodness, what's going on? When she started to, you know, to arrive early, I even really didn't know what was happening. But for the marriage thing, or like especially that, because it's so expensive to get divorced and it's so hurtful when, you know, somebody rejects you, and especially when you're a young woman and you're putting so much time and effort into that person, is first put the time and effort into yourself and not that other person. And of course, it'll come back to you, and you can share that and make sure that they're vibrating at the same level that you are and have the same information. And you're not going to get the information by listening to your heart, you know, beating, or you know, lying in the bed at night.
Uh-huh.
You actually have to learn the information.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like both of you are really talking about spiritual partnerships rather than sort of more traditional ones, and so, you know, I thank you for that, and I thank you for sharing. Is there anything that you'd like, that I haven't asked, that you just feel this burning need to share right now? Or
I'm not totally closed off to marriage, and as I said, I'm only 44.
So call this 1-800 number. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, my dear. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.